Around the world, people are today celebrating International Human Rights Day, which this year is focusing on the power of social media. Lydia O'Kane has more.
The 10th of December is International Human Rights Day and marks the 63rd anniversary of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. From a rights perspective, 2011 was an extraordinary year, which saw ordinary men and women standing up against dictatorships in the form of protests and in the use of social media. People power influenced the toppling of a number of regimes in the Arab world, such as in Egypt, Tunisia and Libya, in what has become known as the Arab Spring. This year, the United Nations has focused on the power of social media to mark Human Rights Day. Speaking at a Q&A session at the United Nations in New York, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, said in 2011, human rights went viral.
Let's remember that protests and repression of protests no longer happen in secret. And why? Because we have social media watching and reporting on this. And we saw this happen during the Arab Spring when the international media was locked out from many of these areas, news came directly through the social media. So that would be my answer, that governments are accountable and they do prosecute law enforcement when there's an excessive force.
In his message, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that human rights belong to everyone. But he added, unless we know them, unless we demand they be respected, and unless we defend our right and the right of others to exercise them, they will be just words in a decades-old document. I'm Lydia O'Kane.